5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You got Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth saying on Tuesday he wants to wind down a program at the Pentagon that boosts the participation of women in peace building and conflict prevention. Donald Trump, hello, America, signed it into law in his last administration.
Touted it as an accomplishment for women.
As an accomplishment for his agenda. But it gets even better than that. So,
but wait, there's more.
His Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, who was then a member of Congress from South Dakota, wrote the House version of the 2017 Women, Peace, and Security Act. His Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, former senator, championed the Senate version of the bill in the Senate. I haven't heard a peep out of one of them, Congresswoman, about this, about slashing the role of women to serve.
And Pete Hegseth, you forgot the icing on the cake. So when Pete Hegseth comes out and announces that he's ending this quote unquote wasteful program that is part of Democrats' so-called woke ideology, and blames all of that program on Biden, I mean, completely blanks on the fact that this was a Trump initiative championed by his daughter, Ivanka Trump. I remember when she traveled around the globe promoting it. So they are liars. They fabricate the facts when the facts don't fit their narrative. And that is why people are pushing back. That is why his numbers are in the potty. It is why.
that was precious.
They are rejecting Elon Musk and his Doge bags, and it's just it's like enough's enough, and so people are saying, we just want you, government, to focus on making our lives more affordable, which is what Democrats are going to continue to fight to make sure they know we have their back when it comes to that priority.
I have, before I let you go, Congresswoman, I do have a process question for you. And that is, you know, it's, as you can tell anyone, it's better in the majority than in the minority in the House.
Right?
You know, it just is. But are there any tools in a toolbox in a, you know, in a under a floorboard somewhere that Democrats can go to really further expose the sheer incompetency of this administration with respect to, I mean, literally the only person who's qualified to do their job, in my view, right now is Marco Rubio. Everybody else is just a freaking joke. And unfortunately for Marco, you know, his design of leadership is capitulation. So, you know, yeah, you may know how to do the job because of Senate, the work you did in the Senate, but it will matter in the job itself how you perform. What are the tools that you think are available, you know, whether legislative tools, process tools, gumming up floor votes or whatever, that can take place over the next few months, if for no other reason than to further inform and identify for the American people just how bad things will be if we continue down this road?
So we have a three-legged stool that we're focused on. We're fighting back in Congress through our legislative activity, and that includes running amendments to their vicious attacks through legislation on the American people. We're going to fight through the appropriations process when that gets started up in the next few weeks. Trump's skinny budget is being delivered on Friday. We'll have budget hearings and appropriations coming up in all 12 appropriations subcommittees. I'm a ranking member of one of those, the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee. So you can be sure that when Secretary Collins comes in front of our committee, we will be grilling him on the slashing that he's doing to programs that help veterans and taking and instead of improving upon what we've done for them, like in the PACT Act, that you had toxic exposed veterans who now can get health care and they are pulling back on providing that care. So we are shining a spotlight in Congress. We are running amendments and forcing votes that are difficult. We're going to make the Republicans put up or shut up. Look, are you really going to, do you come to Washington really to take away veterans' health care, to deny them benefits,
yeah,
to support a budget that fires thousands and thousands of veterans who are the backbone of the federal government's ability to take care of this country after a military career where they laid their lives down? So that's that. We're going to use procedural motions. That part of it really just slows the process down. And look, we also are going to use shame, because it's the tiniest margin in modern times on the House side.
Yeah.
Three Republicans with a spine, three brave Republicans to vote with us to not cut Medicaid, to not break Social Security and take away seniors' benefits, to not cut Medicaid, to not take away nutrition benefits from folks, to not cut WIC, and to not take veterans' benefits away, to not fire so many people that people can't make their government work for them. So let's try some bravery. So a little shame might go a long way. You can already see Republicans on the right who are starting to wave the white flag and say, "Oh, I'm not going to stand for this." So I think it's not going to be as easy as they think to jam those bills through. And then you've got the courts, where there's been 1,200 lawsuits filed across the country, and the majority of them have had success for the plaintiffs, who are the victims of Trump's horrific policies. And then, of course, there's always there's the community. We've got to fight side by side with our constituents, making sure that we can lend our voices to the opposition to put pressure on these MAGA extremists, that we will not stand for their horrific assault on the American people, and that we all just need to come together. Let me bring it back to being bipartisan. We could easily come together and make sure that we can make life affordable for more people. It doesn't have to cost $6 for eggs in the supermarket like I go every Sunday to get. It doesn't have to be that my lunch costs $2. I can afford my lunch, the extra $2. There's a lot of people who can't. And sure, real want people who are going to work and working really long hours also going without the sustenance that they need to be able to make sure that they can take care of their families. And the list goes on. So we're going to keep fighting. We're all in this together.
All right. Yes, we are. I tell my Democratic friends, we may tango on policy, but when it comes to democracy, we lock an arm in arm. And that's how we do it.